Psalms 84. I'm going to take a thought from verses 10 through 12, but we're going to read the whole chapter this evening and see what the Lord, which direction the Lord have us to go here in this evening. The Bible says in Psalms 84, it said, "How admirable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house, they will be still praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well, the rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee." And I want to just take a thought today and just tonight and look at the thought on if I only had a day. If I only had a day left, one day left in my life, what would I do with it? What would I want to do with it? We could probably get a lot of difference of thoughts and different things that people would say about if they just only had one day left. And you know, the older we get, the days seem to be shorter, and we think how precious days are when we're young and on the front end of our life. It seems like just days, or I have seen days that I thought would never end. I mean, be working, doing something, and it just seemed like the day drug on. But now, Brother Todd, I get up in the mornings and the day is gone. And I mean, it don't seem like there's much time to get anything done anymore. And you get to thinking about that last day is going to come in our life, and it could be today, it could be tomorrow. And if I only had one day, what would I do with that day? What would be the desire of my heart if I only knew that I only had one day? How would I spend that day? The Bible says one day with the Lord is 1,000 years, 1,000 years is one day. I mean, time don't mean nothing to Him. I mean, we get in a hurry. We talk about the coming of the Lord and, you know, when it's going to be and how it's going to seem, what it's going to be when it takes place, and where we'll be when it takes place. We don't know. No man knows the day nor the hour. The Bible said in the last day scoffers would come. Where is the sign of His appearing? All things continue as they are. And we look around today, and as the days are fleeing by us, and it just seems like it just flies by through the day. If we only had one day, what would we want of our life? What would we want, and how would we want to spend that last day? Well, I'll give you three things this evening from this passage of Scripture, hopefully, and it'll encourage us as individuals how we'd want to spend that day. Number one, I'd want to be found in my place of service, wouldn't you? Hey, the psalmist said here about the house of God, said he'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. I tell you, I don't understand why people don't want to go to church. Sometimes I like to go to church. I like to be around God's people, and I like to spend time at the house of God. I like to be at church when something's going on, and I like to be a part of the service that's taking place and the work that's going on at the house of God. And I'd want to be found in my place of service this evening. I believe every one of us has got a place of service. And when their seat is empty at the house of God or the place of service where we're supposed to be, it hurts the whole service and the whole thing that God's trying to accomplish in our lives. But I'd want to be found in my place of service. If I knew I just had one day left, I'd want to spend that in the service of God. I'd want to do what I could. And we look, we come into contact with a lot of people, a lot of different individuals on a regular basis. A guy come around to my shop yesterday, and he was selling tools. I believe it was yesterday, maybe the day before. But one day he come by, and he was a Catholic, and I talked to him for just a little bit, tried to witness to him, but he was such a fast talker, he was hard to talk to. I mean, he knew everything. He said, "Don't get me started on religion." And anyway, but, you know, there was an opportunity there to fulfill my place of service as a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, to try to tell men, women, boys and girls, about a Savior that loved them, that died and shed His blood on Calvary's cross some 2,000 years ago. And if I only had one day, I'd want to be found in my place of service. I'd want to be found in my place of surrender. You know, that's a hard thing to do, is to surrender our life to the Lord. I mean, we think it's mine and I want to hold on to it. I don't want to turn loose of it. I want my freedom. I want to do what I want to do. But I'm going to tell you, if we ever do anything for God, I want to be found in my place of surrender. I want to be as surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ's will as I possibly can. We'll never please Him. We'll never get anything done. We'll never accomplish anything in our lives until we get to that point and be found in our place of surrender. Not only I'd want to be found in my place of service, my place of surrender, but I'd want to be found in my place of satisfaction. I tell you what, living for God ought to be satisfying to us. You know, the Bible said, "Love not the world, neither things in the world. If man loved the world, the love of the Father's not in him." And, you know, we find so many times that people get saved and it just seems like they can't never part with the world and the flesh, and they just want to satisfy their own selves. But I want to be found in my place of satisfaction. I tell you, it satisfies me to go to the house of God. It satisfies me to get up and read my Bible. Sometimes it's hard to read your Bible. Is it hard for y'all to read your Bible sometimes? Is it hard to pray sometimes and get alone with God and just to try to get in that place? Well, we ought to be in that place of reading our Bible and praying, and it'll bring satisfaction to our lives. If we'll put forth that effort, little effort, when it's even hard and it just seems like we can't get our mind gathered in from the things of this life and the things that we want to do, I want to be found in my place of being satisfied with Jesus. Jesus ought to satisfy each and every one of us this evening. I mean, He loved us enough that He was willing to die and shed His blood on Calvary's cross. But I don't want to be found in my place of service if I only had one day. Verse 10 says, "For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand." Hey, I'd rather be right with God and in His will than anything I know of tonight. And so many times we walk out of His will and we go in our own way and we have that void in our life. But if I had only one day, I'd want to be found in my place of service. I'd want to be found in that place of surrender, in that place of satisfaction. Then not only if I only had one day, I'd want to be found in my place of service, I'd want to enjoy God's provision. I'd want to be enjoying God's provision. You know, God's good. All the time. All the time, God is good. And verse 11 says, "For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly." You know, a lot of people are missing out on the blessings of God because they're not walking the way they should. They're walking in the ways of the world. They're walking in the ways of the prince and power of the air. They're walking in their own way a lot of times. But I don't want to enjoy God's provision there in verse 11. I don't want to enjoy His provision of His presence. I'm glad that He's given us that promise that He'd never, lo, He is with us always, and that He'd never leave us nor forsake us. I'm glad that we can enjoy His presence if we'll just yield ourselves to Him and we'll get ourselves in from this world and get ourselves surrendered totally to Him. I'm glad that if we had only one day, I'd want to enjoy His provisions and I'd want to enjoy His presence in my life. it's just good to be able to get out and just sense God's presence with you wherever it's at. I'm glad that we can sense Him anywhere. We don't have to be in church. Church is a good place. I believe He blesses us with His presence when we come in a lot of times and meet. We can feel the presence of the Holy Ghost with us and moving in our services. But I'm glad that whether we're at work, whether we're at play, whether we're going or riding along the road, hey, I'm glad that we can enjoy God's presence with us. As we turn on the radio and listen to them old gospel songs, maybe put a CD in. Hey, maybe listen to some good preaching. I listened to some a little preaching this morning and watched some services on the internet. And it was a blessing to see people in other places. They were having revival meetings. The house was full. And people was excited about being at God's house. They were talking about the Lord's presence was with them. And I've been in services like that where it just seemed like God just flooded the place. And you could sense His presence in everything. Thus every song that's sung. And it just seemed like God just gave you that extra blessing of His presence. And I would want to enjoy God's presence in my life. I want to enjoy the services that we could get in and the Holy Ghost moving and people getting saved and God moving in people's lives and calling young people into the ministry and just speaking to hearts in our services. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5, I believe it says that Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hey, He didn't do for one generation what He won't do for our generation today. But we're so preoccupied with this world and this world system and the things that's going on. A lot of times He can't bless us with His presence. And we can't enjoy His presence because we're caught up in so many things of this world. If I only had one day, I wouldn't enjoy God's presence. His presence. I'd want to enjoy His protection. His protection. I'm glad Psalms 34 and verse 7 gives us assurance that the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him and delivereth them. Hey, I'd want to enjoy God's protection in my life if I only had one day. I'd want to know that God's hand was on me and He was watching over me. And I could take that passage to heart. I believe God watches over us. I believe a lot of times He steers us away from dangerous situations that happen in our life. Me and Debbie, one time when we was at Zion Hill, it was on a Christmas. We'd had our Christmas program that night, I believe it was. We was coming home and it was raining and the roads was bad. Maybe it was the time when there was ice on the road and places had frozen up. We was coming down. Right there at Claremont, and we was in the right-hand lane, and a car come by us, and it went all the way by us. It went down the embankment. It hit the telephone pole and cut the pole and ended up about probably 20, 25 feet down in the off the roadway. That car could have come right just as well as it went left. And far as I know, nobody got hurt, and it's amazing that they cut that telephone pole into. But nobody got hurt in that car. And we just kept going on right on out there. And we stopped and to see about it. But I always felt like God had His protective hand upon us. I mean, the road was bad. And here comes this car. It could have wiped us out and carried us down the other side of the embankment just as well as they went off that side. But I don't want to enjoy God's protection in my life. Find that verse again. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. It's right to walk right. It's right to live for God. It's right to abstain from appearance of evil. It's right to separate for the glory of God. It's right to have a regular relationship with Him daily, on a regular basis, not just sporadically, not just now and then, not just when we have revival, but every day we ought to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ somewhere along the day. I'd want to enjoy His presence, His protection. I don't want to enjoy His promises. His promises are twofold. There He said, there in verse 11 said, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory." Hey, I'm glad that He'll give us grace while we travel through this walk of life. He told the Apostle Paul, He said, "My grace is sufficient for thee." Hey, I'm glad that He'll give us grace as we go from day to day, no matter what we are doing, where we're at, if we'll walk uprightly and we'll trust Him. His promises are twofold. Grace while we travel and glory when we arrive at home. I'm glad one of these days we're going to arrive in heaven. We've been talking about the catching the way of the church. This world is ripe for rapture. I believe that with all my heart. We see all the things that's going on. If I only had one day, I'd want to be found in my place of service. I'd want to enjoy God's provision. I'd want to enjoy His presence. I'd want to enjoy His protection, His promises. And then I'd want to enjoy His plenty. His plenty. The Lord delights in providing our needs. He delights in providing our needs. Psalms 100 tells us, verse 3, said, know you that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Now, if you study those shepherds of old time and how they would take care of their sheep, they would give their life for the sheep, but they provided for those sheep and they took delight in carrying them into green pastures, into those lush pastures. They tell me that those shepherds would go up into the summer pastures and they'd get the poisonous weeds and the things that were harmful to the sheep before they would lead their sheep up into those lush pastures in the summertime. And the Lord delights in providing for our needs. Hey, we're His children. And if we'll do our part, I promise you, God will do His part. He delights in providing for us. We're the Lord's people and we're His responsibility. We're His responsibility. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. It said, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, listen to this, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into the barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they?" I mean, He takes care of the sparrows. I can't never forget about the story that Brother Willard told. He was at the feed company. Maybe he was working there or something. But this feed truck, it was snowy and it had been some bad weather and all. And this truck come in through there and pulled around and it made a turn there. And when it did, there was grain just fell all on the ground there. And the birds just began to flock down to it. And they began to get that grain that truck had done. He said he got to inquiring about that truck. Where did that truck come from? And that truck come from way out yonder in the Midwest somewhere that had been scheduled for several weeks to bring in a load of grain over to the feed place where they was going to make chicken feed. And on this wintry day when the ground was covered with ice, here comes a truck in and he turns a corner and he lays the grain out on the ground. And the birds flock to it. Hey, that's just like us. God provides for us. We worry too much about where our next meal's coming from a lot of times. And I know we're supposed to work and we're supposed to try to provide. But if we'll do right and if we'll do our part, I promise you, God will take care of us. When the way gets hard sometimes, maybe He's just doing it for us to put our faith and trust in Him. David said, I've been young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. I'd want to enjoy God's plenty. We're His children. He delights in providing for our needs. And then not only be found in my place of service, enjoy God's provisions. But then thirdly and lastly, I want to share in God's promises. I want to share in God's promises there in verse 12. The Bible said, O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in Thee. That's a promise of God. That's a promise of God. He said, blessed is the man that trusteth in Thee. That word blessed carries the meaning of happy is the man that trusteth in Thee. I wonder how different our life would be if we really trusted the Lord like we say we trust the Lord. We always want to take care of our own problems, don't we? Situations arise, finances get short. Hey, we don't believe God can take care of our finances. That's why people's in such a mess today. Because they don't really believe that God can take care of their finances. He said, well, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. This psalm closes here with the psalmist praising the Lord and exalting Him. In doing so, he reminds us that genuine happiness can be produced only by placing one's faith and trust in the Lord. This speaks of a life totally yielded and walking in true faith. The person that walks in faith is blessed and can count on the Lord showing Himself strong in their need. I wonder, do we really walk by faith? Do we really trust the Lord to take care of our need? Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. Pretty familiar passage of Scripture. Jesus said, I didn't read the rest of that while ago, that's okay. Matthew 6:33 said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Those things that I just read to you about there, or that was on past there, I didn't never finish reading it. But he said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Hey, we're seeking the things of this world more often. We're seeking our own way instead of walking and trusting the Lord to fulfill our need. So, I believe I want to be found, if I only had one day, I would want to be sharing in God's promises. I'd want to rest in His promises, number one. Hey, you can count on God. You can rest in the promises that He's given us in His Word. Right there, there's a promise on the wall back there. If My people, which are called by My name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek My face and turn from their wicked ways. Then He said, hey, I'll hear from heaven. I'll hear their prayers. I'll heal their land. Why are we in such a mess? Because nobody's trusting God today. Hey, why is that little Korean guy over yonder got the world all shook up with the missiles that he's shooting? One little country, and I mean, he's got the world in an uproar. And we're worried about it. But can I say God's in control? He's in control of that little short, sawed-off Korean over there with a funny haircut. He knows exactly what's going to happen. We can rest in His promise. He's going to take care of us. Those that are saved. Hey, if we get a nuke dropped on us, we're just going to heaven. Rest in His promises. Refresh ourselves in His promises. They tell me, I've never looked them all up, but they say there's some over 3,000 promises in the Word of God. Hey, we can rest in those promises and we can refresh ourselves in those promises. You can get little books that will show you and give you the promises. God's little... I seen one book, I can't remember what the name of it, but it's got a lot of those promises that God's given us. You know, if I only had one day, hey, I would want to be found in my place of service. I'd want to enjoy God's provision and I'd want to share in God's promises. He's done promised us... that He's going to take care of us. He's done promise He's going to be with us. He said, Lo, I'll be with you. And I think we can enjoy His presence every day. We can enjoy just as the psalmist did here in Psalms chapter 84. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in Thee. Are we trusting Him like we say we do? Are we trusting Him with our whole life? like we say we do. You know, worry is sin, but we all worry. We worry about how the bills are going to get paid. We bring all that worry on ourselves. Bible says, oh, no man, nothing but to love him. But we're so bound down with finances and different things. Hey, it's hard to get to that point of trust of the Lord like we should. Hey, if we only had one day, what would we want to do with it? What would we be doing with it? Would we be trying to make up for lost time? Or would we want to be enjoying the presence of the Lord in our life? Lord, we thank you again for the privilege we've had to be here this evening. We thank you for the Word of God that can refresh us. Lord, we thank you for the songs that's been sung this evening. Lord, I pray that you'll just ever bless each one that's come this way. I pray that something has been said that encourage and just refuel each one, Lord, that we could go on the rest of the week. And Lord, if we did just have one day, Lord, help us to think about how we'd want to spend it. Lord, we know time is flying by. And Lord, don't seem like we have much time left sometimes, but God, I'm glad that you're in control of our time. You know when it'll be that last day. And Lord, I pray that we, each and every one of us, will live as if it was the last day of our life and have that special relationship with you and trust in you and walking with you on a daily basis. Thank you again for this church, this your people. Lord, have your way as we go our separate ways. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.